This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on St. Patrick's Day on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, Monday night, the time is right for trivia. Monday night trivia, we have 3 hours to spend together and a straggler. Now, last week was in a very abbreviated show, but if you heard it, you know what the straggler is, and that's given you a week to think about it. If you don't get it, at the end of the night, it will be revealed. If you do get it, I'll throw out another question. However, at any time, you can have your own category, because everybody knows something about something. So pick your category, we'll have a question for you. Now, we also have 11 bumper stumpers with a theme. And I'll tell you what, the first of them should give you the theme if you really know your stuff. All right, but we'll be playing them all. And at any point, if you know the theme, well, you win for that. If you know the artists, even better. And there are 11 of them. Some of them will be familiar to you, and some of them will be, what the? Yeah, well, we'll leave it there. All right, now our straggler. Women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't like that, well, that's just fine. Have your own category. And Billy Bob from Bourbonnais was first in. He wants advertising. So, Billy Bob, I know your 20-second call, right?
Correct, among us. Hey, right off, I want to give a guess on the smuggler question there.
All right.
They complain. The women complain a lot.
That's not it, but that's a nice guess.
Okay.
Here's your slogan. But
okay, go ahead.
You'll get it, I'm sure. You ready?
Oh, I'm sure.
Cover the Earth.
Oh, that's a paint company.
Well, you got to tell me which one.
Yeah, I'm going to Pittsburgh Paint.
Sherwin-Williams.
Well, by golly, I didn't win again.
Ah.
Hey, did you hear that Jesse Colton, he was the lead singer for the Young Bucks, passed away today?
I did not.
Well, you remember their song, Get Together?
Get Together, yes, that was the big hit.
I got a request for that, but with one caveat.
Uh-oh.
There was a group called the Dave Clark Five that did a pretty good version of it. Have you ever heard their version?
I'm afraid I have.
Well, then we better do the Youngbloods if you can get it in for me.
Absolutely, I will. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, so of course tonight all the bumpers are spoken for because they're all bumper stumpers, and you'll hear one here in about, under 10 minutes. So, all right, Ruth and Gurney has picked a category as always. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio. So, Ruth, don't listen to your radio. Pick up the phone. Boy, I tell you what. And Ruth is usually pretty good about this. Sooner or later, she's going to realize that she's up. Are you there, Ruth?
Hello.
There you are. Okay. So you want some Claddagh Irish history in honor of St. Patrick's Day, right?
I want to get my Irish on. And by the way, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of closet.
Okay, then. Now, here you go.
I'd love to get me a bead, green beans, not beans, beads, green beads with mustaches, green mustaches on them. If I could find that in one of the St. Patrick Irish Parade in New Orleans today, I would consider it one of my most sought-after necklaces of the beads, you know, the ones that come out for St. Patrick's Day or for the Mardi Gras. And one other tip. You remember my Patti LaBelle cottage cheese with peaches?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you dye the cottage cheese green and you use an extra layer of peaches and then you have the white in between, you have the colors of the Irish flag. And also, I love having the clotted rings for topaz for the 2 months of November and December, Scorpio saluting Sagittarius.
All right, very good. All right, now, since we're talking about clatter rings, let's do that. Clatter rings come from the fishing village of Clatter, just outside of what city?
Oh, you're so good at this. Oh, you're so fantastic.
It's the fifth largest city in Ireland.
Really?
It is.
Okay.
In terms of population, anyway. And it is obviously, it's a harbor city, it would have to be.
Donegal?
Galway.
Oh, if I only get across the sea to Ireland.
Yes.
I will see my God in heaven in that land across the Irish Sea, Galway Bay.
There you are.
Oh, wow. I don't know why I didn't remember that one. It's a favorite song of mine, which I haven't heard much Irish music, considering the enormous amount of the parades for weeks and days, and yet there isn't much Irish music, you know,
well,
that you would hear on radio stations.
Sinead O'Connor's been gone a while now, so yeah, and we don't want to play the Irish Rover, so it is a limited selection for sure. But in any event, we'll talk to you next week.
Well, how about Bono?
Yeah, right. How about him? You can hear him anywhere else.
How about a song? How about a song from Bono?
I don't think
I'll
so.
I'll leave a note for him at Metro.
All right.
On Clark Street that you played him a song.
Yeah, he'll be thrilled. All right, thanks. Appreciate the call, Ruth.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, well, there you have it. All right, so we're going to do some charts. I see that Barry from New Hampshire. That'll be fun. And Brian and Joliet both want charts. And let's see. Brian wants 1965. All right. And Barry wants 1970. Okay, we'll be doing both of that. Walter from Wheaton's got a guess on our trivia question. James wants World War II, and we got to get to him fairly quickly because last week I think we left him hanging. The show ended. It was a short show. But even so, we should have gotten there, so we will tonight. Now, I'm saying goodbye to Billy Bob. I've just dropped that line. It means there's one line available for you, 888-876-5593. But a fine time, I tell you what, to talk about the Sea Crane Company. And I love the CC Solar Radio, and the reason I love this radio more than anything else is that it will always work no matter what. That's right. Sure, you can use the batteries if, you know, they're still running. Sure, you can use solar power. If you put this radio in the window for, say, an afternoon, it's going to work for a long time. But let's say you fail to do that, and you don't have any batteries, and you didn't get the AC power adapter. It's a brick, right? No, not at all, because there's a little hand crank on the back. If you wind it up, wind it for about 30 seconds, it's going to play for 30 minutes. Now, not only will you hear radio, but there's a built-in LED flashlight as well. And you know what? When the power's out, what are the first two things you want? You want a flashlight, you want a radio. Well, the CC Solar, with Bluetooth, by the way, yeah, which is really, really neat, is really a guaranteed winner whenever there's an emergency, because it will absolutely work. Now, like everything that Bob Crane designed, what about this radio? I'll tell you what about this radio. excellent reception. Yeah, that's the big thing with all of Bob Crane's radios, just AM and FM, superior reception. You just won't find anything as good as far as that goes, but you really won't find anything that will absolutely work no matter what. And it looks good too, by the way. And I'm looking at it right now in their calendar, in their catalog, and it is available as we speak. By the way, if you can't go online for some reason and you want to see it, well, give them a call. They've got the best customer service, 888. Yeah, why don't I know this phone number offhand? Yeah, 800, that's why, because I'm starting it wrong. Sorry about that. 800-522-8863. There you go. It's 800-522-TUNE, T-U-N-E. They'll answer all your questions by phone. You can order by phone, but otherwise you can say, hey, send me a catalog in the mail, and they will. So this radio weighs a pound, and it's about 6 inches by 3 inches by 2 inches. So yeah, like I say, it's small. It's a small digital portable that is wonderful as an emergency radio, but also as your everyday radio, it's great too. And you get 5 memory presets per band. You get AM and FM and weather with NOAA weather alert. You get Bluetooth receiving, audio that is just great, tuned for voice clarity, a lighted display, a micro USB charging port, and this is the deal. When all else has failed, this little puppy is going to charge your cell phone. Not enough to surf the net and all those things, but to get that one emergency phone call in, it's got a USB out port, and that will work. It's got a line-in jack and a headphone jack and a clock alarm, a timer, and more. And it'll work on 1 kilohertz, 9 kilohertz, and 10 kilohertz tuning. 1 kilohertz if you really want to fine-tune. Of course, in the States, we're 10 kilohertz here in most of North America, but the world, that's 9 kilohertz spacing on AM. So no matter where you are, this radio will pick it up. And it runs on the included, by the way, lithium-ion battery, or it'll run on 3 AA batteries, which are not included. So it's going to work no matter what. It's a necessary complement to any survival plan, and you can get it right now. Go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, and look at the CC Radio Solar now with Bluetooth. It's just a terrific radio. And you can, as I say, you can order right at ccradio.com, or you can give them a call. And that's 800-522-8863. Now, if you're saying, I need it by tomorrow, well, Amazon REI, they've got quicker shipping. But I would say go to CC Radio first, ccradio.com, and you take a look at the CC Radio Solar. It'll sell itself because no matter what, it will work. I don't think you can find any other radio you can say that about. I'm Raleigh. You tell them Raleigh James sent you on WGN Radio.
Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty had a dance to save her soul. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. She was pretty as a picture playing a guitar. It was in the jungle where the jungle people are. When a beast came running at her, she knew something was the matter. She began to do the rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Well, Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll.
The rock and roll.
Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll.
The rock and roll.
Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll. Beauty had a dance to save her soul. Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll. Now this was a hungry lion looking for a snack. When he saw the beauty, his big lips began to smack. But he forgot his hunger, and he lingered with her longer, cause he joined her when she rock and roll. Oh, Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll. Beauty had a dance to save her soul. Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Okay, so who is that? That's our first bumper stumper. And I can't ask you what he has in common with everybody else, but yeah, he started it all as far as that goes. 1957. Who is he? 888-876-5593. Don't know that. How about our straggler? Women are often accused by men of doing this. In fact, so much so that this is seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? 888-876-5593. Walter in Wheaton is going to take a guess on that. What do you think, Walter?
Hi, Raleigh. Yeah, I was going to say gossiping.
I love that. It's not right, but I just love it.
Yeah, I love your show, especially on Monday.
Thanks for calling. Talk to you soon. All right.
God bless.
So, let's see. Good to hear from Walter. Let me free up that line because everything's tight tonight. We're getting a lot of busy signals. So, there's one line available for you. Donna in Schaumburg wants to take a guess. So, Donna, well, no, that didn't work. Donna hung up, I think. Yeah. All right. Well, bye, Donna. I'm not sure what she was going to guess, but I am sure all about charts, don't you know? Brian in Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
And, may I make a request first?
Oh, sure, why not?
How about Major Lance's Sometimes I Wonder?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Sure, writing this down so I won't forget. Although Carol Ford keeps me honest, she does the best show prep, but in case, I'll just write it down. So, okay, Sometimes I Wonder. I got it. All right, so we're going to do charts, and you want this week in 1965?
Yes.
All right, well, why don't we? Number one. 8 days a week.
Beatles.
Number two, Stop in the Name of Love.
Supremes.
Number three, The Birds and the Bees. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above. Ho, ho,
oh.
Anything called love. When I look into your big brown eyes, it's... All right. That's enough.
Roger Miller.
Jewel Akins.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Really?
One.
Do you not remember this record?
Oh, I remember the record,
okay.
Yes, but
yeah.
I just didn't know who did
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah, Jewel Akins. All right, now, you buried the lead here on this next one. Number four, King of the Road.
Oh, Roger Miller.
Yes, absolutely right. Number five, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat?
Herman's Hermits?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number six, Ferry Cross the Mersey.
Oh, Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Absolutely. Number seven, My Girl.
Oh, Temptations.
Number eight, This Diamond Ring.
Oh, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yes. Number nine, Goldfinger. He's the man with the maddest
touch.
Yeah,
I know. That was one that I listed as one of my least favorites of all time, but I think was her name Bassett?
Very close, Shirley Bassey.
Oh, Shirley Bassey. Okay.
Okay, that's all right. You're still actually you could lose this next one too, and you get a 70%. So it's just for fun. But number 10, Shotgun.
Oh, Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
All right. Well, you got an 80%. That's passing to me. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. So, yes, Brian, as far as I'm concerned, did very well with that. All right, even if he didn't remember Jewel Akins. Yeah. Ooh, I thought that was a great little record. Yeah. So, let's see. It was on Era. All right, what are we doing? I believe we got more charts coming. Barry in New Hampshire wants to do 1970. We'll do that right after the news. Lisa in Dundee wants her Oscar trivia. Ruth in Gurnee has guests on our question, don't you know? That's right. It's our straggler. And, yeah, some of you have had over a week to think about it now. Women are often accused by men of doing this so much so it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593, and we haven't forgotten about James Southside, World War II, and one line available for you. Time for the news on WGN Radio.
In the middle of the night, when the moon was love someone new, and I couldn't hold back the tears, and I start trembling. Baby, baby, I'm trembling.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is she? What does she have in common with the first guy we played? 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stumpers. They all have this theme. Like I say, our first guy kind of started it all off. All right, so who are they? Now, our straggler women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? 888-876-5593. So let's see what we got here. I believe our only guesser at the moment, Ruth, wants to take a guess in Gurnee. All right, Ruth, so what do you think that it is? All right, we lost Ruth. Going, going, gone, to quote the Broadways. All right, so now let's say goodbye to Ruth and free that line up for somebody who might actually want to speak. And we will do more charts with Barry in New Hampshire. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio. Barry, are you there? Oh, this is not a good sign, because Barry wouldn't go away, I don't think. All right, so if Barry wouldn't go away, and I'm not getting anything on Barry, why would that be? All right, it's always a challenge, isn't it? We'll put Barry on hold and see whether we can talk to Lisa in Dundee. Lisa, are you there? Oh, man, come on. All right. All right, so the phone seemed not to be working for reasons that I cannot fathom, actually. So I'm looking at this saying, all right, what am I doing wrong? Well, I don't see anything, really. All right, anything there? No. Okay, I have no idea. So what I'm going to do, because I have tricks in my bag, is switch to another bank of phones. All right, but I hung up on Lisa in the process. Sorry about that, Lisa. Lisa will call back, undoubtedly. And Ruth and Gurnee, I think, has called back. So, and Ruth is usually Old Faithful on this. So we'll see what we can do. But while John is talking to her, well, actually, we can do this. I'm going to go to another bank of phones and see whether I can bring Ruth up on this. Are you there, Ruth?
I'm here.
All right.
Raleigh.
There you are.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, I found the one my soulmate loves above all.
Okay.
I say that men complain that women look in the mirror, it's the men who look in the mirror.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but it's a great answer. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right. So now we have one bank of phones. Obviously, that is working, and, you know, that's all we need. Lisa is back. Lisa is back on WGN Radio. Are you there, Lisa?
Here I am. Yes, I'm here.
You were probably here the whole time. I have no idea what happened to the
There was a click. Yeah. And I was still connected, and then all of a sudden it went dead.
All right. All right, but this will work, and you want Oscars trivia?
Yes,
So, let's see what we can do. In inches.
Oh, dear.
How tall is an Oscar statue?
Oh, wow. In inches. Oh, my gosh. In inches.
Yeah, you have to think back to watching those award shows and those people holding them.
Wow.
Well, I guess we got to get the thinking music on. I can see it. All right.
I'll say 12 inches.
13 and a half.
Oh, I I was so close.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, good enough. We'll
Can
talk
I have
to
a half of a certificate?
Are you sure? Yeah, sure. Why not? Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, I'm bye.
I appreciate it. Yes, 13 and a half, those little Oscar figurines. All right, so now we'll go to Barry from New Hampshire. Barry, are you there? Are you there, Barry? No, this is not right. Barry needs to be there because now I'm on that second bank of calls and I'm not hearing Barry. Oh, man. What? Yeah, right, it's metastasizing. What can possibly be going wrong? We'll put Barry on hold. All right, Barry's on hold. We're going to see if James is on the south side since he's usually very dependent. James, are you there? No, of course not. Why would you be there? All right, so no James. And on trivia night, by the way, all right, we put James on hold. We switch back to here, and we try James again. Are you there, James? No. All right, I think I need to reboot the whole phone system. And I think that's going to take me a couple of minutes. So good news is you'll get to hear what's coming up, and then you'll hear another bumper stumper, assuming all goes right and I don't go away too. But so in moments, we hope, okay, minutes, I hope, we'll do it to it on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Mama done told me. So who is that? 888-876-5593. There's your third. Is the theme becoming apparent? Yeah, I didn't think so somehow. All right. Well, all right. Now let's see. I've done most of what I can, and hopefully everybody is back in action, but we're going to find out here in a moment as we talk to Barry in New Hampshire, we hope. So Barry in New Hampshire, are you there?
I am there.
Oh, thank God. All right. So I'm just not in the mood. All right. So we managed to do it. All right. Good deal. So you won This Week in 1970.
That's correct. Yep.
Number one, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number two, The Rapper.
The Jaggers.
Yes. Number three, Give Me Just a Little More Time.
Chairman of the Board?
No, it was on Invictus, and it's a guy, beach music icon, who also used to be the lead singer for The Showman.
I don't know.
General Johnson of course, Chairman of the Board. All right, yes, Chairman of the Board did Give Me Just a Little More Time. All right.
I said that, didn't I?
Oh, did you? Okay, if you said that, I misheard you. Then yes, Chairman of the Board. If you said that, that is absolutely right. You're going to win anyway. Number four, Instant Karma.
John Lennon.
Number five, Rainy Night in Georgia.
Benton Brooks.
Or?
Oh.
Say it the
Brooks
other way.
Benton?
Yeah, Brooke Benton. Oh, Brooks no, Benton. Us, but Brooke Benton. Yeah. That's pretty good. Number six, Let It Be.
The Beatles.
Yes. Number seven, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
The Hollies.
Yes. Number eight, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Oh, God.
Machine.
No, it's two words. It's obviously a studio group, but it's two words.
I don't know.
All right, Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
Evil Ways.
Santana.
Yes, and number 10, Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, Didn't I?
The Stylistics.
The Del Viking, the Delphonics, yeah. But certainly you've still got 70% there, so you're a winner.
Okay, great.
Right,
I asked a couple weeks ago to play Under Assistant West Coast promo.
Yes. You know, I'll have to find that. I'm pleased to say it wasn't on this computer, but I've got it on another. I've got it on a drive, so I'll pull it off and play that for you. I haven't forgotten about your request, cringeworthy though it was. All right, so hang on, Barry. Don't go away.
It sounded like one of your bumpets.
Well, I know you said that in your email, and I thought, okay, yeah. I guess sound is in the beholder. We'll play them both. A little bit of the other one that made you think of it, and yes, I will. So don't go away. Hang on, don't go away. All right. So Barry is absolutely right. So 888-876-5593, and now, without further ado, James is on the south side. So James, how are you?
Oh, fine. I got to admit, when my phone went dead, all of a sudden I was a little worried.
Oh, me too. You have no idea how worried, because if my fix didn't work, I was out of tricks for the immediate future. I had one other thing I could try, but it was pretty draconian. So, yes, we're all glad that we're all back together now. And I guess the worst part is I don't know why we weren't. All right. So... with that in mind.
Oh, I wanted to take a shot at that straggler.
Oh, you do? Do you? All right. Well, let's review the question for anybody who didn't hear it. Women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what?
Okay, vanity.
Well, no, but I don't know. I don't know how to put that into one answer.
Okay. Nagging?
Nope.
Gossiping?
Nope.
Frailty?
Nope.
Suspicious?
Nope.
Suspicious?
Nope. One more big finish.
Okay. being over dramatic.
No. All right. So there's your six, and we'll move right on to your history question. All right.
Okay.
The U.S. was really committed to building a new fighter, so they started the design, and it only took them 117 to design and build it. What was it? It was one of the shortest design periods of all time. And it was an amazing aircraft. The Army Air Corps was so impressed that it ordered two examples for itself. What was it?
Okay. I got two answers, at least three answers. I'm trying to think of. It's either B-29.
Nope, and it's not a B.
Okay, so I am going to say that it is the Corsair.
No, now what I also should mention that while it was built here, it was the only American-built fighter used by the Royal Air Force. There's a big hint. We're talking October of
1942. I think I know which one this might be, but I am okay.
And by the way, the P does not stand for the manufacturer. I already gave you the manufacturer, which is North American Aviation of Inglewood. So the P stood for Pursuit.
Okay. The Lightning. P-38 Lightning?
No, it would be the Mustang, the P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, that was my other guess.
But, all right.
But I didn't, because I knew that it was one or the other that the Royal Air Force had used, because besides the Spitfire, which was the hero of the Battle of Britain.
Yep. So there you have it. And the Army used the P's, and of course, I believe that the Air Force used the F's. But it's still a Mustang. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. So there was our fighting pilot thing. All right. So let's see. We'll get to Judy in Grays Lake. She's got a guess on our question. Cindy wants Bewitched trivia. Brian thinks he knows a bumper. So let's see what he thinks he knows. So, Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think you know?
Was that last bumper very early Miracles?
Yes. Very good. Absolutely. 1958. The Miracles. My mama done told me. So what do they have in common with everybody else we've been playing?
I don't know, but what's the other question again?
Okay,
women get accused
I'm going to tell you right after the news, which we're in right now, so hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Uh-oh, it's my landlord.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh Jones. Who is that? All right, that's our fourth bumper stumper. And, of course, we have a theme there, and we'll see how you do on either one. If you know the artist, great. If you know the theme, even better. And, of course, the prizes are worthless. I should always mention this. It takes forever to get anything. And when you do, the certificate's a lot of fun. The rest of it, the CD or the DVD or the tablet or something, you probably don't want. But you get one for each win, just for the heck of it. All right, so let's see, what are we doing? I believe we're staying with charts for a moment. Before I do, wait, I was talking to somebody. Before I was so rudely interrupted, I was talking to somebody, and now I don't remember who, but women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. but a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? All right, so now, who was I talking to? I don't remember. So you'll come up again. I'm sure all the lines are full. When somebody hangs up, you know it's time for you to get in there. But Eric in Champaign wants to do charts. So, Eric, welcome back.
Hello, Raleigh. Hello. It's nice to hear from you. I call occasionally, but it's good to hear from you. Yeah, charts from 73.
Okay, this week in 1973, where were you?
Where was I? Yeah. I was 11 years old in Decatur, Illinois.
All right. Well, that's actually a perfect age because you had nothing to do but listen to the radio. So
you better know it.
Yeah, you should
absolutely
be pretty good at this. All right, so let's see how you do. Number one, okay, this week in 1973 was Love Train.
The OJs.
Yes. Number two, Killing Me Softly with his song.
That'd be Roberta Flack.
Yes. Number three, also Sprock Zarathustra.
Oh, man, you would do that.
Well, it's the theme from 2001. Does that help? Okay, he was a wonderful Brazilian arranger. And actually, his granddaughter is somebody famous now. But he one of the best Brazilian arrangers of the early 60s. Unbelievable.
Only thing I can think of would be Brazil 73.
No. And, actually, at some point, he did work with Sergio Mendes, but back when there was no Brazil anything, when it was Bossa Rio and Sergio Mendes trio. But his first name was Amir, although he didn't use it on the records.
Oh, you still got me, Raleigh.
Okay.
Deodato. Oh, and I've heard of it, but that, yeah. I'm not surprised I didn't get it. Hopefully I get the rest.
I think so. All right, number four. Okay. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. I think she said neither in the song. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
Would that be... Oh, come on now. I know I'm going to get this.
You
Gladys,
can do this.
Gladys Knight.
Yes,
Gladys
absolutely.
Knight.
That
yes.
is 100%
yes.
right. Yes, and the Pips, right. of course. Number five.
All right.
Last song.
Oh, I got this one. Mr. Edward Bear.
Yeah, it's not Mr. Anyone. Edward Bear was a group. But yes.
Was that his only hit?
No. Again, there's no his. Edward Bear is a group.
Oh,
it's not a person.
It's not a man.
No, it's a group. It's a group.
But and I got it anyway.
Yes, okay. You did. And the reason that that was such a big hit was because the laws had changed about CanCon, Canadian content. And Edward Bear was a Toronto-based Canadian rock group. And the two members were Larry Avoy and Craig Hemming, but nobody knew that. But anyway, they signed with Capitol. And what happened was CKLW in Detroit, suddenly, you know, they were licensed to Windsor, had to play CanCon. And so Last Song came out, and they played the hell out of it. So it became a big hit stateside. But Last Song by Edward Bear, yes, a group. All right.
I guarantee you, Raleigh, as an 11-year-old, I guarantee you, I remember, I had that 45, bought it in 73. I had it. Okay.
It was a great little song. Did you know I go to sleep
on
and
Capitol.
Leave the lights on? Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Capitol, yep.
All right. Number six, the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh, that's got to be Mr. Eye Patch, Dr. Hook.
Absolutely. Number seven,
right.
Doolin Banjos.
Guy has the same first name as me too. I'm Eric.
No,
Eric Weisberg.
Well. What's the name of the group? It's Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel were in it. But what's the group?
Oh God, you're going to get me there. I remember Eric Weisberg, and it was from Deliverance.
There you go. And that's what they named. That's what they named the group. They named the group Deliverance. So yes.
Oh my God, they did.
Yes.
They named the group after a movie. Oh
yes,
my God.
So,
okay.
So if you look at the Warner Brothers 45, you'll see Doolin Banjos by Deliverance. But you're right; it was Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel. All right, number eight. Thanks. 888. Danny's Song, another CanCon record. Danny's Song.
Oh, that's got it. That's Ann Murray.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Number nine, Break Up to Make Up. All right, think of Philadelphia action here. Think of people like Tom Bell. Break Up to Make Up.
Being the stylistic?
Yes, absolutely. I was about to tell you the one, Avco. Yes, absolutely right. And number 10, number 10, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got.
Oh, that's one of the groups I want to request on. That would be the Four Tops.
Absolutely, and you are a winner. Now, what do you want to request?
Can we keep going first before I go?
Let me get back to it here.
Thank you. See how far I can go.
All right. Well, it gets worse and worse. Number 11 is Sing.
Sing a song. Oh, my God. I know this song so well.
It was on A&M.
Oh, Carpenters?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, I am too. Yep. I forgot they did that song. Yeah, I forgot about
right.
that.
Number 12, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band.
Moody Blues.
Yes. Number 13, Call Me, Come Back Home.
Uh-oh, you might have me on this one. You might give me a clue if you're generous.
It was on the High label, and Willie Mitchell produced it. Now, come on, you can't name too many people on High. So this is a Memphis guy. His girlfriend.
Call me, come back.
He was taking a bath, and his girlfriend threw literally a hot pot of boiling grits on him. And after that, we use grits as his first name.
Oh my God, that was worth it for the story. But honestly, Raleigh, I don't know. But that was a good story.
That was Al Green, and we after that called him Grits Green.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
I know Al Green well.
You did very well. Hang on, Eric. Don't
Thank
go away
you.
Again. Don't hold your breath. It'll take forever to get
Let
something.
Can I give you my request now?
Yes.
Okay. How many can I give you? Is it four? I know.
Well, you can give me hundreds. I don't know that I'll play them, but we'll write them down and we'll see how I do.
Let's try about six because I do got some good ones. Okay. How about one request? Box Tops, Choo Choo Train.
All right. Speaking of Memphis.
And then, let's go to the Four Tops. Are You Mad Enough?
Oh, really? See, here I was hoping you'd request something good like Ask the Lonely. Okay, Are You Mad Enough? Good enough.
Both. Oh, by the way, did you know that, you're not in a mood. Are You Mad Enough by the Box Tops was the theme from
the Four
Shaft
Tops.
Goes to Africa.
No.
Yeah, it was the theme from a movie, actually.
No.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, here we go with the Shirelles. Love is a Swinging Thing. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's a flip side of?
I'm afraid.
Soldier Boy.
It's painful. All right. Yep. What else you got?
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me get my other glasses here because I got two glasses at all times. And, this would happen at the worst time because I have to have two pairs of glasses. Hold on, Raleigh. I appreciate it.
At least you can see it all. I'll take it.
Come on. I'm still here. Trust me. Bad eyes.
We'll just play the thinking music while we're
okay.
Reading.
Have you ever heard of Chuck? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Chuck Reeves, How Much Hurt?
Wow, where did you come up with that? I can do it, but why do you know that record?
It goes back to 62.
I know.
And I listened to a lot of 62 radio. Yeah.
All right.
So I got it from the 62 disc jockey. All the discs. Oh, I was going to ask you, Raleigh, while I got a chance, because I don't hear anybody ask this question. In spite of everything else that you've ever done, was you a just straight-up DJ for a radio station back in the 60s or 70s?
Yeah, many of them.
Okay, I figured as much. Yeah. Okay, this next one, let's go with Elvis. They're not major songs that you've heard. They're the good ones. Anything That's a Part of You by Elvis.
Okay.
Remember that one. Can I get, all right, I'll give you, like you said, you might not. I'm going to give you one more and stop. Hold on. Okay. What Am I Living For by Chuck Willis.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
You know the backstory on that too, right?
Yeah.
I know the man came out with the song and unfortunately, but you know that already.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, Chuck. That's
we,
it.
We can do it. He didn't write it, by the way. That was Fred and Art Harris, Fred J.
It's so weird, though. I mean, it was a wonderful song, and, man, the guy did it, and then that was it.
Yeah,
game
right.
over.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh,
all right,
so much.
Good deal. Appreciate it. All right, so I can find all of them. Not sure about the Chuck Reeves, but I'll look for that. I'm not sure that that's on here. All right, so I got to put Eric on hold because he did win. But again, it takes forever to get anything, so don't stand by waiting. All right, and the prizes are worthless anyway. You're doing it for the fun of it. Now, what else do we have? Bumper guess. How about that? From Billy Bob. Billy Bob thinks he heard somebody he knows. All right, so Billy Bob and Bourbon A, this would be call number 23. What do you got?
You got her. The first one sounded like a novelty song, so I'm going to guess Ray Stevens.
Nope, no Ray Stevens. What else?
So the same was, wouldn't be, I was thinking they were all novelty songs, so
nope.
I guess I'm okay.
Nope.
But all I can say is say goodnight, Biscuit.
All right. All right, Biscuit.
Biscuit says goodnight.
All right, and goodnight to Biscuit. All right, thanks. Appreciate
Have
it.
A good one.
All right, yes. Arf and woof to Biscuit. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we have just hung up from Billy Bob. That makes one line available for you. Michael in Chicago, I believe, is going to guess on our women are often accused by men of doing this so much so it seems a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? All right, Michael in Chicago, what do you think? Michael, did we lose Michael? I think so. All right, well, I'll tell Michael off the record his answer was downright embarrassing. Also not right, but it was funny. So if he wants to call back and share with the class, that'll be fine. All right, so Jim in Richmond wants to take a bunch of guesses, I do believe. We'll see what he's got for us. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
First off, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you too.
And I want to call you tomorrow about our dinner at St. Patrick's Day tonight.
Okay, good.
And I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, it is a slightly late start tomorrow, I do believe, and we start...
Yeah, Blackhawks.
Yeah, so, it should be about an hour late. Okay.
Right. And I have two guesses, and men think that women are terrible drivers.
That's not it, but I like it.
And then the second one is men or women text while driving, but it finds out that men text more than women while driving.
That's not it either, but that's a nice guess.
You know, because you have to think out of the box.
Yes.
And there was something while you were talking to everyone that I wanted to comment on, but I forgot it already.
All right.
So I will call you tomorrow, and thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thanks. Appreciate it, Jim.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll do Bewitched Trivia with Cindy. We'll get some guesses from Judy and Grace Lake, and there's room available for you right now on WGN Radio.
I can hardly wait.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? That's your latest bumper stumper. We'll review the question and play and carry on with Monday Night Trivia in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la la.
Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who's that, and what's the theme? And other than that, we've got a question in play. If you can answer it, that's great. Or you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. But our question, women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? And Vicki is a first-time caller in Mount Prospect. So, Vicki, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be on with you. Thank you.
Sure. Glad you called.
I love your show. Anyway, the answer is men interrupt more than women.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but it is a great answer. I'm not sure it's right, because I think I'm the world's greatest interrupter. But then again, you just never know. Works for talk radio, but not off the air. All right.
Well, anyway. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Call me again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so nice to meet Vicki. All right, now, I am the world's greatest interrupter. There's no doubt about that. Mike is a limo driver in McHenry. All right, Mike, welcome to WGN
Radio. How you doing
tonight? All right, are you on the job?
I'm just turning the car in, though.
Oh, all right. Where'd you go tonight?
You know, get it cleaned up. I made a couple trips to O'Hare, and then also to Marengo,
okay,
in Illinois. On the trivia thing, I think it's the flirting with their server at a restaurant.
I love that. It's not right, but that's a wonderful answer.
The one before me was good, too.
Yeah, I know. These are great answers. I have a feeling that there's no Northwestern professors who did studies beyond this one.
You're right.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, real quick. I hope it's not a dumb question. What's the deal with some of these, they're trying to get rid of AM radios on some of the cars?
Here's what it is. Electric car manufacturers don't want to spend the extra bucks, because to put AM in the cars, you got to do a lot of insulation, because and I mean, probably it would only cost them a dollar, but when it was announced that they weren't going to put AM in the cars, all hell broke loose. Now, you know, in a lot of countries in Europe, they have gone away from AM completely now. So,
really?
Unfortunately, but true. They've got a much better digital system over there. They use Eureka, which we should have used, but our broadcasters wanted to preserve that stick value, so they went with the dreaded iBuck. Might as well have not done anything. But anyway, with that in mind, a lot of these car manufacturers, and believe me, it wasn't whether they liked AM or FM, it was that they didn't want to spend the $10 or whatever it is to insulate it, so they just said, we're getting away with it. And of course, all hell has broken loose, and there are acts in Congress going through, nothing's been actually passed yet, but mandating that, but at this point in time, there's a lot of people who are turning in their Teslas. Everybody's upset about something.
Yeah. So it's only on electric cars, then?
Yeah, right. Well, if it passes, it would probably be on everything, but it's driven by electric cars, because they're the people who would have to spend the money.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, until at some point in the mid to latter 70s, there wasn't FM in most cars. They were AM only.
Yeah, that I remember.
Yeah, I remember when I used to have to rent cars when I was promoting records in the 70s, trying to get a car with an FM radio. I used to joke that, I'd rent those budget Lincolns, and I'd say, I'm renting an FM radio with a car attached to it.
So, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Great show.
Good deal. Yes, that was about the only thing that I could, because most of them were AM only radios. And for what I did, there were already enough FM stations that I needed those FM radios. But yeah, it was. So then I happened upon the Lincolns that had them in there. I think that Avis had Cadillacs with them in there, but it wasn't as good of a deal. So that's right. The budget Lincolns really were a budget. All right. So Judy in Grayslake, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Welcome to you, too.
So what do you think?
I am going to say that men complain more.
I love that. It's not right. Maybe true, but it's not what we're looking for.
All right. Do you have a low-level psychology question?
Really? Oh, that's really interesting. A low-level psychology question. Well,
yeah, nothing like in the 500 level.
I see. Something easy as far as that goes.
Well, yeah.
Let's see what we can do. All right. That's an interesting question, but that wouldn't really be psychology. All right. Let's see. Did we have answers on this? It won't be much of a quiz if they don't give me answers. All right. Yeah. Let's see.
This is true.
All right. Let's see. All right. What is the name for the phenomenon where people perform better on a task when others are present? And I'm going to give you four choices, okay? Is it group synergy effect, crowd power syndrome, peer boost theory, or social facilitation?
I'll go with D.
Social facilitation?
Yes.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Now, like I say, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get anything, but eventually you'll get
a
certificate.
No, they're not worthless. They are enjoyable.
Oh, no, they're really not. But hang on.
I love looking at it.
All right, good deal. Hang on, Judy. Don't go away. All right, and we're definitely going to mail this year. I originally said this quarter, but I can see that's not going to happen. We did get Jim his certificates because we were afraid that he wouldn't be able to see them if we waited any longer. But for everybody else, we're furiously printing and hope to get them out, this year. All right, so Elizabeth in Rock Falls, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I think that men gossip more than women.
It's a great answer, but it's not right. I don't know if they do or not, but our professor didn't research that. But so how is Mr. Chubbs?
He's going for a haircut tomorrow.
Really?
He'll probably lose about 5 pounds of hair.
Well, that's one way to do it, I guess. So very good. Well, hopefully the groomer won't mention his weight.
I hope not. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Well, give him a big hug for me.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Poor Mr. Chubbs. We'll get to Cindy's Bewitched Trivia. I've been saying that for a while, long time, so we will get there. Laura in Willowbrook is going to have a guess, and she also wants her Sound of Music Lyrics Trivia. Anita in Beloit has a guess. Tom in Garden Prairie has a guess, and there's room for you too. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, it was their first record, but they were fairly well known. More as a backup group, but not only. They chose their name as a tribute to two different groups. I won't tell you what they were because that would give it away. And they were actually formed in 1958 in Manhattan. It was a merger of a couple street corner groups, the Yorkville Melodies and the Jokers. And then they They took a name from the two groups that they liked most, and that was the first thing they recorded in 1960, but then went on to do some stuff you would absolutely recognize quickly. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. All right, Cindy is in Chicago. Finally, Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Okay, yeah, I have four guesses, if I could remember what they all were.
Well, let's try.
They're kind of the lowest common denominator. Well, that's what my college algebra teacher said. We reduced to the lowest common denominator. But then, drinking too much?
Nope.
Spending too much money?
Nope.
What was the other one? Oh, this one is kind of really the lowest, you know, really a stereotype. Eating too much?
What?
Not watching your weight?
Oh, no, that's not it.
Okay, I forgot what my other one was. I guess that was spending too much money. Yeah, that was. Okay, and then I wanted the Bewitched trip.
All right. So I want to know what actor who was known mostly for playing a TV doctor on The Love Boat guest starred as the warlock apothecary?
Apothecary?
Yes, he was the guest star.
What?
You know, they used to have a lot of. They used to have a lot of. What?
Was that the one who wanted to marry Samantha? And he was like, something wrong with him? He was like always with his mother?
I have no earthly idea. I have a list of guest stars on the show, and this guy, like I say, your big clue is he played the doctor on The Love Boat. That should probably tell you. But he played apothecary in several episodes of Bewitched.
Yeah, I don't remember him. I don't remember that. No,
it was Bernie Koppel.
Oh, I don't know actors' names. I don't. That was always my problem, you know, like I know situations and things that happen, but I don't know like the facts of people's names and stuff like that. I mean, some things, I don't know. But then I don't know if I want to bring it up tonight, but I just wanted to tell you, you were so right about being saturated with the news, and that's all.
Well, very good. All right. Yes, good. Absolutely. All right. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Okay. God bless. And I hope you're in good health.
Good deal. Thanks. Yes. So actually, Bernie Koppel was on 9 episodes of Bewitched. And that was one of them was Samantha's Secret Spell. And I'm not 100% sure exactly what Apothecary was 100 years old. And but I think Bernie Koppel might have played other characters on Bewitched as well. But yeah, the hippie warlock Alonzo. All right, but very good. Might as well be speaking Greek. So let's talk to let's see. What are we doing here? All right. A guest from Laura in Willowbrook. So, Laura, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. And I was trying to yell through the phone because I knew the answer once you said The Love Boat. It's like, I knew it's Bernie Koppel.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yes. Okay, I have a couple of guesses. I didn't hear them all, and I'm not sure I understand your question right, but I'm going to throw 3 guesses out.
Okay.
Get their nails done.
No.
Get their hair done.
No.
They call in sick.
No.
Okay, that was my guesses.
Very good.
Sound of Music trivia, please.
Yeah, and you always get these because you like Sound of Music lyrics and you know them all by heart. So
I hope so.
Yeah, no, you do. So what Sound of Music song is this from? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking.
And I'm seeking the courage I lack. Oh, gosh. Should I always go with your first thought?
Let's hear it.
I have confidence?
Yes, absolutely right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
See, all right. You should always go with your first
guess. That's it. Hang on. Don't go away. That's right. Be confident in that first guess. That's the deal there. So I will put Laura on hold because she is a winner. And sometime during the news, try it again, and you'll probably probably get in. Next hour, we'll open with Anita from Beloit. And we've got Dave on the north side. He wants Flintstones. Mark and Aurora wants Star Trek. And Tom in Garden Prairie has a guess. All right, a guess on what? A guess on our straggler, which at the end of next hour will be revealed if you don't get it. Women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? So that's my question. That's my question. We've played seven bumper stumpers, and somebody guessed the Miracles. Yeah, early Smokey Robinson from 1958. That was Brian. But other than that, we've had absolutely no takers. So we have four more bumper stumpers, and everything will be revealed, including the theme, at the end of next hour. So that's where we are. But remember, through it all, have your own category. Sky is the absolute limit on that because everybody knows something about something. So tell me, coming up on WGN Radio.
Did you get him?
Yeah.
Did you get him?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm rich and bright, a private eye. I'll find you when you're where. I'll run around and I'll act a clown. And then I'll find you there. Because I'm sneaking and sliding and I'm peeping and hiding.
Did you get him?
Him thinks he's nothing but a clown.
When you see him, what you gonna do?
You better run and hide like the rest of them do. That's why I'm rich and proud, a private eye. Beware if you are a crook. I fish in the ocean and I catch a whale without even using a hook. Because I'm sneaking and sliding and I'm peeping and hiding.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Him thinks he's nothing but a clown.
When you see him, what you gonna do?
You better run and hide like the rest of them do. That's why I'm rich and proud, a private eye. Beware if you are a crook. I fish in the ocean and I catch a whale without even using a hook. Because I'm sneaking and sliding and I'm peeping and hiding.
Did you get it?
Thinks he's nothing but a clown.
When you see him, what you gonna do?
You better run and hide like the rest of them do. That's why I'm rich and proud, a private eye. Now don't you try to hide. I'll slip around and I'll turn you down.
I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? All right, another one of your bumper stumpers. You can tell me the theme or maybe just the artist. And not necessarily a well-known group, but they bear the name of a very well-known group. Unrelated, but same name. All right, so that's about the only hint I've got for you here. Now, I've got a question, and the reality is at the end of this hour, it will be revealed. It's just that simple. All right, so that is, women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait. But a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? Now, if you don't know my question and none of the bumpers sound even remotely familiar, that's okay. You can have your own category, and Sky is always the limit on that, as we prove every week. And so we say goodbye to Laura. I forgot to release that line, so now there is one line available for you. All right, Anita in Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. How are you this evening?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Good.
That person that came on that said about men flirting with the waitresses, I loved that.
Yeah.
My late husband was terrible with that, let me tell you. Oh, my God. And it's like, do you have to do that? Anyway, we were married for 26 years, and it's like, hated when he did that. But at any rate, okay. All right, I have two guesses on the Monday Night Trivia.
Okay.
Okay. Men, well, women traditionally like to play detective and investigate suspicious activity by their significant others. Okay. We'll ask our friends and we'll do this, that, and the other thing. But men do it too. Okay. Is that anything? Anything there?
Not even close. Yeah. Next.
Okay. Now, women often, when their significant others aren't looking, will pick up that telephone and snoop and see, who have you been talking to? Who have you got on your speed dial? Who have you been talking to and looking at in your phone?
I love it.
You know what? Men do the same thing, and they're worse.
It's not right either, but that's really good.
Yeah? So I was close with the detective work, huh?
No, I don't think so, but it's a nice answer.
They do. The men are worse. Oh, they come after you really bad.
Well, you know, I have a feeling with most stereotypes, you could probably do surveys and break them all. Exactly why this university professor decided to study this particular trait, I have no idea.
Well, I know that women are very snoopy. We are snoopy, snoopy. We will go into their phones. We will go into their wallets. We will go into, men will go into wallets. They'll go into purses. They'll go into the phones. They'll go through the house like crazy. They'll go into everything.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Well, I must live with a very atypical man because I am reasonably sure he goes through nothing.
I was going to say he trusts you. If he trusts you, then won't.
And I don't go through his stuff either. And I trust him completely as far as that goes. But even if I didn't trust him, where on earth do you have the time? You know, I mean.
Just who are you talking to?
Yeah, right. Yeah, John comes in here. Just who are you talking to? Anita, you were talking to her first. All right. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. No,
no,
I
you make time. If you have a suspicion, you make the time.
You must. Life is too short. But, you know, I think if I really had that suspicion, if I really was thinking I have this suspicion, I'd just say, get out of here. I wouldn't bother to check it out.
You got enough time. You got enough time invested in it. You want to say, are you out of your mind? have you lost your ever-loving mind?
Well,
do you know how much a divorce costs? Do you know how much you're going to have to pay me to get out of this? Okay.
That's right. I got papers on you. Yeah.
Exactly. We didn't sign one of those agreements, okay? I got all the cards, honey.
Geez. Well, yeah, that's assuming he's making more money than you. Whoever's the money earner is the one who loses in a divorce. Yeah, but
exactly.
it sounds like you're a woman with experience. So I got to ask, what did you find when you investigated?
A lot of bad things.
Really? Well,
eventually,
did you kick him to the curb?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
But still. He's passed now, but yes, I did.
Well, good.
I put up with it as long as I felt I would. And I said, okay, that's it. That's it. We're done.
Now, you're
26
not...
26.5 years of marriage, and it's down the tube, and I'm out of here. I'm done.
You're not the reason he passed, though.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Not at all.
All right, just checking.
No, this is a middle-aged man going through a midlife crisis, and he made several mistakes, and it's like, okay, well, you blew it.
Yeah.
And I'm out of here.
Well, all right. Well, it sounds like you've moved on successfully.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, excellent. So, all right, well, good deal. Well, thanks, Anita. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. You have a good evening.
You too. Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593. I don't think there's any snooping around in this question whatsoever as far as that goes. But yeah, let's see. Oh, Jim in Chicago wants to take a guess. I can't even imagine. Hello, Jim. Welcome to WGN Radio. What are you guessing on?
Hello. My guess is two women seem to always go to the bathroom together.
That's hilarious. You're probably right, but do you really think two men ever do? Because remember, answer to this is more men do it more often than women.
You're absolutely right. And I thought about that and thought about it because I've never seen that happen.
Right.
So I was kind of reluctant to call it, but I figured, what have I got to lose?
Well, exactly, and I'm delighted you did. But yeah, thinking about it, I don't recall one guy saying, I got to go to the bathroom, and another one saying, let me join you.
Exactly.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Yeah, bathrooms are dangerous places. I remember years ago, I worked with Henry Sterlecki, who was about the best bass player in all of Nashville, truly. And he had, I think it was a second wife at the time, and she had gone to the bathroom, and in the bathroom in the stalls were two other women, and one of them was discussing her affair with Henry. Yeah, you can imagine that wound up being a divorce. Yeah, so bathrooms can be truly dangerous. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so we've got Sherry in Naperville. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Let me just take off speaker real quick.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. So, can you think of two? And by the way, last Monday, weren't you only on for like an hour or something?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, this question, for once, I am intrigued by all the multitude of possibilities, which usually I am not. So I would like to try to convince you to not reveal it until the last hour or the right before the last hour of next Monday's show.
Oh, that it should actually go 2 weeks because last week was only a week. Only an hour. Last week was only an hour. All right. Well, I guess I could do that. I'm kind of getting tired of the question, but if you're not, I guess I could do that.
Well, there's so many possibilities, but I have a bunch of guesses, and if not, I'd like advertising.
Okay.
But before I start, I would like to tell you some trivia I learned over the weekend. I think it was out of WTGW.
Uh-huh.
Because today's Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was talking about during the week about their corned beef brisket and how they make it and this, that, and the other on all the radio stations. But apparently, Ireland beef was like a luxury, expensive item.
Right.
So they were okay, and apparently, they used bacon in their sandwiches or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the corned beef sandwich came from, I don't know if it was Chicago or New York, but a Jewish deli owner who tried to satisfy his neighborhood of Irishmen or something like that, and did the corned beef sandwich, and it was here, kind of like pizzas now from Italy.
Huh.
Yeah, I just heard, that was the first time in my life at this age I've ever heard anything about the corned beef
that
sandwich.
That isn't, I heard it did come from Ireland, so I'll be darned, I don't know.
Well, you're the guru of professorship, and I think I heard it on WTGW. I don't, and David thinks so too.
But I'm pretty sure that this was Ireland and the British Isles. And of course, corned beef, like brisket, similar. They're very cheap pieces of meat. So that's one of the reasons they were used. Obviously,
not in Ireland. They said beef was a luxury.
No, no, I know beef. Yes, but when you're talking about beef, you have cuts of beef. You know, like believe me, you got a tenderloin or a filet mignon or a ribeye. That's going to be a lot more expensive than a brisket. You know, the corned beef. It's a cheaper cut of meat I love brisket. One of the biggest arguments I ever had on the air, it's a true story, when I worked in Denver, it became the Great Brisket Wars. And what it was, I had a lot of listeners in Texas. And of course, Texas barbecue is based on brisket. And I had a lot of Jewish listeners in Denver proper. And both sides were swearing that they came up with it first. Well, of course, the reality is neither came up with it first. It was, you know, Germanic or whatever. But these people were absolutely, you know, fit to be tied on this. It's ours. No, it's ours. And so for a week, people were bringing me briskets. And the kind that were cooked, the Jewish style, which was, I don't know, more like onion soup or something, I don't know, or the barbecue side, which was obviously barbecue, which I favored. But either one were pretty darn good.
I've never had brisket.
Oh, brisket's the best. Well, haven't you ever had barbecue? It probably is brisket.
I've had barbecue ribs at the Naperville Rib Fest when it was still here, and...
Well, if you go to a barbecue restaurant, a real one, invariably you're going to get a brisket choice. And I'll tell you, if it's good and they do it right, this is wonderful. But you can destroy brisket. And believe me, if you eat it and you say, I hate it, you've gone to the wrong place.
Okay. I do like pot roast. I don't know if that's the same kind of meat.
No, absolutely not. Pot roast is good too, and that can be a lot of different cuts of meat. But no, brisket is. I think it's from the shoulder. Yeah. I think that I'm trying to remember the cow picture I had of all the cuts of meat.
During home economics in high school?
No. They threw me out of that. Brisket is the lower chest area. Here I am. Yes. So it's above the leg. Yes, that's right. But right above brisket is chuck.
So it's got to be a tender portion.
No, it's not that. You make it tender by the way you cook it, because right above that is chuck, and that's the same deal.
Oh.
And then, on the lower half there, after brisket, you get to flank. I love flank steaks, but get some loins, around and so where's my beloved tenderloin? I don't know. I'll have to find a different cow. I don't know. Yeah, that's right. Okay, they're showing me sirloin. They're showing me rump and round and brisket. I had a shank, but yeah. So where is my tenderloin? All right. So these are important things, of course, as you can imagine. I love corned beef too. Nothing wrong with it if they make it right. Because there again, you can destroy corned beef. Let's see. A long narrow muscle that extends along the rear portion of the spine from the hip bone to the 13th rib. Okay. Oh, here we are. I see it. Yes. Between sirloin and top sirloin is the tenderloin. Ah, that's the part to have. Yeah. But the brisket's nice too. So there. All right. Now, so yes, there's the history, whatever it is, of brisket. And I didn't know they served that for corned beef, even for... I guess they would serve corned beef for St. Patrick's Day, for sure.
It's a big thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you have it. Now...
Well, I'm not going to waste more of your time, but I would like to guess some guesses.
I'm ready.
Okay, and... I remember calling you after last Monday night and telling you, after I heard Frank Morano talking to that lady and worried about her and trying to get involved.
Right.
I said, my first guess is going to be meddling.
No. What's your second guess?
Well, I'm going back to the original things. Because it's got to be measured. I mean, how else could you do a study? Criticizing others?
No.
Sleeping or napping?
No.
Spending time with friends or going out?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Is that four or five? It's probably five.
I don't know. I'm looking at the cow and the filet mignon. But getting hungry, yes.
Oh, that is my,
right at the end of the tenderloin.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, very good. You got one more if you want it, because I lost count.
Punish their kids.
No.
Okay.
All right.
And then if you have time, you don't have to, because I'm sure there's other people. You can say, no, I'll do it next time. Is there an advertising?
Okay. We'll get you a real easy advertising. Well,
it has to be something during my era.
Okay. Well, it's probably during your era, but it's one where you'll remember the slogan, but I doubt you'll remember the product. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Never let them see you sweat.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a bad campaign.
Wait. Never let them see you sweat.
I'm in a break already, so it's just you and me. But
It's not a deodorant. I remember that.
No.
I don't think.
Well.
Really?
Well.
Oh.
Yeah, I would think you need to be rethinking that.
What in my mother?
Because I would say that it is absolutely a deodorant and a perspirant. Yep.
Oh, David, what is the one that everybody? Oh, it's not sick. It's the one that smelled. 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. It was introduced in 1978.
Well, I remember this one that my dad wore and our whole family had to wear.
It was originally introduced by Gillette, and then it was acquired by Dial along with Right Guard in 2006.
Oh, that was the one I was going to guess, Right Guard, because as a seventh grader, girl in gymnastics. Mm. That's all we could use.
Never let them see you sweat was dry idea.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I would never think that. Does it still exist?
As far as I know, it does still exist. And like I say, Gillette had it, then Dial, and I think, and part of that had to do with an antitrust breakup. When Procter & Gamble acquired Gillette, they had to get rid of it. They gave it to Dial, and Dial was acquired by Henkel. And then Thriving Brands got it. And I think that this is still around. Let's see if I can buy any.
Speaker is my favorite. Perspirant.
I don't use any of them.
All right.
So, no. Yes, it's absolutely still made. You can get it right now on Amazon or at the grocery store, at Walmart or anywhere. So, yes, dry
and
idea.
And Dial was a pain in the butt. So was Safeguard soap. It was all my dad's stuff my mom would buy. We all had to use it. And finally, I found Dove soap, and that helped me so much.
Well, very good.
As far as moisturizing.
Okay.
But, all righty. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
And have a good
night. Yeah, you
too.
Okay, bye. All right, so like I say, we're in the news or something like that, and so after the news, we will come out of it, and I'm taking Sherry's suggestion under advisement. Should we hold the trivia question for another week? I just don't know. So when I talk to you, either Cindy or Ruth or Dave or Mark or Tom, I want you to tell me, because it's like a half hour from now, we'll be telling you what it is. And I promise I will tell you what it is before we go into the news, if I'm going to tell you what it is tonight. But I don't know. Whatever you guys want, I'm here to do. Dum dum da da dum da 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 dum dum da da dum da 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 dum da 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 dum dum da da dum da 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 da. There are tears in my eyes. Dum dum. Someone's been telling lies. Dum 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 do da 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 da. Lies, dum do da 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 da. Lies, and you're the one to blame. You're the one to blame. You said.
You always hurt me.
You said.
That you would always hurt me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who is that? Yeah, it's a group. 1959. Yeah, a very young Van McCoy formed that group when he was 12 years old. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so we'll only have one more bumper stumper, and then we'll be revealing. We'll be telling all. Yes, and as far as that goes. But you got to tell me if you want me to hold the trivia question or put you out of misery and tell you in another a little while here. So, all right, Cindy in Chicago is going to take some guesses on it. All right, Cindy, what do you think?
Okay, well, my first guess, well, I think I have it. Mary for Money, Gold Digger.
No.
That's not it?
That is not
then
it.
Then the other one was Talk Too Much.
Nope, none of that either.
But then I just have to tell you a little story. Before I graduated from college, the last year I was in college, I had to take three more classes. And so I worked full-time as a temp for household bargains.
Okay.
So to show their appreciation for all the temps, they ordered all these Chicago-style, stuffed pizzas, fully loaded, sauce, everything. So this one woman, after what she said to me, I just got away from her. I said, did you have a slice of pizza? And she said, have you ever had a piece of Chicago stuffed pizza? She said she ate five pieces. I mean, I just get like, chill, like, oh, how could, I don't know how somebody could do that. I mean, not even a man could do that.
There you are thinking again. You must stop this. That's all there is to it.
It
doesn't matter.
Very.
Yes, and this probably kept you up at night. It matters not.
I know. I just thought of that with one of my guesses.
Uh-huh.
But
all right. There's no pizza involved in the answer, though. Pizza sounds pretty good right now. I was getting hungry with the brisket. Now pizza's going to put me over the top.
Five pieces? I mean, how could it,
five pieces of pizza does not seem a lot to me. So we probably need to curtail this conversation.
Chicago-style.
Yes, I understand that. Yes, deep dish. I understand. I could still easily do five pieces.
Oh, not me. I could only have one, and then I'm all right.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. All right. Well, very, very good. I'm glad you're easily amused, and we'll talk to you later. Oh, wait, before you go. So should we hold this question over or reveal it?
I want to know what it is.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right. So you just want to know the answer. You don't care about anything else. All right. So we'll put you down for revealing it. Okay, thanks. So
okay,
there you have it. All right. So do you want to guess next week? Do you want to know the answer? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right. Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going okay. And I'm one of the ones that wants to know the answer.
Okay. So you favor reveal as well.
Yes, because I've been pondering this and, everything I can come up with. The only other thing I can think of is that men are more hypochondriacs than they accuse us of being.
It's probably true, but I don't know if women are accused more of doing it. But no. Okay.
That's the last guess I have on that.
Well, here's your lyric. It's really easy. You'll get it right away. You ready?
Yep.
She comes to me softly with crackers and beer.
Oh, leaving the straight life behind.
Absolutely, the straight life. You are a winner.
I wasn't sure exactly of the exact title, but it was
in
there.
No, absolutely. Yes, suddenly all my silly thought disappears. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. All right.
It's great to be in love. I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind.
Absolutely.
I'm playing a game in my mind.
That's right. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yes, exactly. Once in a while in my mind I go bumming, going to nowhere with no worries of time. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right. Don't go away.
Yeah, and see, you keep telling me that I'm so great at lyrics. You're not so bad at lyrics yourself. There.
Well, yeah, but if you tell me, I'll come up with it. But if you just pick one out of there, I don't know that I would. I don't put them together well.
Yeah, that is harder, especially you pick something from the middle of it.
Yeah.
Whoops. Wait. Okay.
Yeah. And then when you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, I know what that is. I know exactly what that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. So there's two for revealing it, and we can easily do that. Now let's put Fran on hold because she was absolutely right. And Ruth and Gurney is going to take a guess on this. All right, Ruth, what do you think?
Oh, golly. I think it might be Petty.
No. So what else? Are you still there, Ruth? I think we lost Ruth. All right. I didn't even get to ask her what she wanted here. All right. So so Ruth, there you are. Are you there? I don't know what happened there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Glad you're there.
Okay.
All right. So no, what else you got?
Petty, flaunting, comparing, tardiness, nitpicking, jealousy, possessiveness.
And absolutely none of them. Now, do you want... Do you want me to hold this over for next
being
week?
Being late?
Nope.
Being late?
Nope.
Tardiness? No. Okay.
So
now I would go for revealing.
Okay, very good. So it's 3-0 so far. Well, 3-1 because we have to count Sherry's guess. All right, so far you're winning. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah. So I will be revealing at this time unless we break that trend with our callers. So we're going to... Oh, see, Dave wants his Flintstones. Oh, Naoto in Japan, you know where we're going with that. Yes, and God, I was seeing some other article about Myers-Briggs, actually. It was not even in the trend of trivia, so someone quoting it. But all right, we're not going to do that. And Mark and Aurora want Star Trek. All right, but Mike is a first-time caller, and we default to them always. Mike is in Crestwood. All right, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a message at the end of it. Irish, the corned beef and cabbage.
Yes.
My parents were from Ireland. I've been there 5 times myself. Never once did I see anybody eating corned beef and cabbage. So I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
It's certainly not Ireland. I've been there and they just don't do it.
Well, now, when you were there, did you try to seek it out? Did you find out whether anybody ate it, or you were just trying to observe?
No, they just didn't have it.
Well, did you try to order it anywhere?
No, they ate lamb and...
Okay.
No. So it's a big mess, I think.
Well, it very well could be. Let's just assume then that it's developed in the good old U.S. of A. I have no idea. Because there are many different explanations for this. And some think it was the Irish immigration in the 19th century. And other people think that it goes back, like I say, to Great Britain with the Cadillacs, rather than Cadillacs. But anyway, I have no idea. One explanation I heard was Irish immigrants encountered Jewish butchers. Well, sounds good to me. I mean, there you're covering everybody. So, all right. Okay. Well, your phone is not your friend. Call back next time with a better phone, and I hope you will call back. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. So during the war, corned beef came from Uruguay. Oh, good. Let's add someone else to this mix. Yeah. I've been to Uruguay. I didn't see him eating corned beef. All right. So let's see. 888-876-5593. Great Uruguay. Just what we need. Now, of course, Wikipedia. Yeah, that bastion of righteousness. Corned beef, bully beef, or salted beef is a salt-cured brisket. Comes from the treatment of meat with rock salt. Sometimes sugar and spices are added. Oh, there's a nice picture. Most recipes include nitrates. Oh, good. Just so it's bad for you, you know. To convert the natural myoglobin in beef to nitrosamine. Oh, great. Giving it the pink color. All right. And nitrates reduce the risk of botulism and anything else that might be healthy while we're at it. But anyway, here we go. The exact origin is not known. All right, began when people began preserving meat through self-curing. What could possibly go wrong? We'll get back to your answers and more questions coming up on WGN Radio.
can be done. Number one,
number one, number one, number one.
The formula for love has just begun.
Bow, 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 bow.
Call her on the
bow,
telephone.
Bow,
ask her if she's
bow,
all alone.
Bow,
don't hesitate.
Bow,
make a date.
Bow,
and don't you be late. Now we swing with the lesson number two.
Number two.
WGN Radio, I'm Rada James. Okay, so who's that? That's your last bumper stumper, and that's well known as far as I'm concerned. So far, we will be revealing this in the next 7 or 8 minutes. As far as our trivia question, will we be revealing it? I think it comes down to your votes on that. So far, we're revealing, but we'll find out. Alex in Round Lake has some guesses. So, Alex, what do you think?
I'm thinking crying.
Nice guess, not right, but very nice guess. So should we reveal it tonight or hold it over another week?
No, let's reveal it.
Okay, good. I think we're all set on that then. Good deal. Thanks, Alex. All right, we will reveal it before the show is over tonight, and I promise to do it before we are out of time. All right, so in the meantime, we have Dave on the north side. So, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And you too. So, here we have, do you remember the episode, The X-Ray Story?
Tell me a little bit about it. Yeah.
Well, the deal is that the police came to the Flintstone residence talking to Wilma, and they told her that if Fred fell asleep, he'd die. They told her that Fred was awake for 72 hours, then he would live. So Wilma got together with the Rubbles, and they all took Fred out for the night to keep him awake for 72 hours. Why were they doing it?
I'm not sure.
Well, the police mixed up an X-ray that was actually an X-ray of Dino. Dino had dinopeptitis, and the vet had put the X-ray on his desk, but it blew out the window and found by policemen. And the lab said that dinopeptitis was not harmful to dogs, but if a human got it, they wouldn't survive. So therefore, that's why the police went right there to say, Fred's going to die. Yeah, so that was the story.
Oh, God. Yeah, you got me off.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Hey, can you play Dinah Washington?
Which one?
Mellow Mama Blues.
Okay. I will look for that. I'm writing it down. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
appreciate
dude.
It. All right. So yes, that's right. Dino was the ill one in that. So 888-876-5593. All right. So let's see. What can we do before the night is up? We can talk to Naoto in Japan. So Naoto, how are you doing?
Yeah, I was doing busy last 2 weeks, but I just learned that I have a friend in Canada.
Yeah.
And she said that there is ketchup-flavored potato chips in Canada.
Huh, okay.
Like, do you know, is there any in U.S.?
Pringles? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. You don't want to find out what's in these things, though. They are absolutely not good for you.
Yeah.
They've absolutely got them. Yeah, dried potato, vegetable oil, corn flour, corn starch, rice flour, maltodextrin, salt, mono and diglycerides, wheat starch. We're not even done. All right. So, yeah. So I would say just have the good old potato chips. You don't. I think something weird happens to Pringles in cans, but I don't remember the story there. But somehow they exploded in some situations.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was actually a news story about this, the exploding Pringles can. And apparently it's a Pringles potato chip can filled with hydrogen gas and ignited. Okay, so they're putting hydrogen in it. Well, that's certainly better than thinking it's the chips themselves that are doing it. So apparently...
Yeah,
that for a minute there I was worried. But yeah, so I don't think the chips are exploding, but I'm guarantee you they're not good for you.
Yeah, but I want to try.
Okay, well...
There's no kids approve of it in Japan.
So they don't have Pringles in Japan?
No. They have Pringles in Japan, but I think not ketchup flavor as well.
Oh, I don't know. All right. So now let's get back to Myers-Briggs, because we know all about that here. You do anyway.
Yep.
So Sir Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein, what type would that be? Mm-hmm.
INTP.
And we have a winner, of course, the scientist. You got it.
Yeah.
All right, Naoto.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Talk to you next week. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And I think we're going to lose Mark from Aurora. Well, actually, if it's real quick, I got to find a real quick Star Trek. Well, stay where you are, Mark. I better reveal some things before the show is over, because if I don't, you know. Okay. Women are often accused by men of doing this, so much so that it's seen as a common female trait, but a study conducted by a Northwestern University professor shows that men actually do it more than women. Do what? Change their minds. Yeah. So was anybody close? I don't think so. But yes, change their minds. Men are more likely to change their mind. All right. So that's the question. Now let's talk about the theme for a moment here. Every artist I played was on End Records with the record that I played. End was one of George Goldner's labels. And in fact, Malcolm Dodds did Beauty and the Beast. It was a flip side. And that was the first record ever on End in 1957. Bertie Green did Tremblin' in 1962. The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson did My Mama Done Told Me in 1958. It was Sam Hawkins doing Landlord. The Delvettes, Repeat After Me, 1962. They originally spelled their name D-E-L-V-E-T-T-S, but had to change it because there was a Chicago group of guys who were that. So they were the Delvettes, D-E-L-V-E-T-S. The Clusters did Darling, Can't You Tell, also in 1962. The Del Satins did I'll Pray For You. Yeah, it took their name from the Dells and the Five Satins, hence the Del Satins, 1961. The Spinners, not those Spinners, other Spinners, did Richard Pryor, Private Eye, 1958 on End. The group that Van McCoy was in was the Starlighters doing You're the One to Blame, 1959 on End. Little Anthony and the Imperials did Formula of Love, 1961 on End. So that's what we played. So now we have to come up with Star Trek original series questions in the next 2 minutes. And I can do that, I'm sure, if I type fast enough. So let's see what we have here. All right. So we say, firstly, hello to Mark. So Mark in Aurora, how are you doing tonight? Mark.
Oh, I had shepherd's pie, and then I had a nice iced Mexican Coke.
Good for you. I'm jealous as far as that goes.
Oh, so, yeah, I put it in the freezer, and it was just the right consistency.
Very good. Yes, that's the way
I've
to do it.
I've learned that doing it about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes, I'll do that. Okay.
All right. Very, very good. All right. So in the episode Balance of Terror, there's a battle between the Enterprise and a Romulan bird of prey. When the Romulan commander realizes he's about to lose, he tries an unconventional move. What does he do?
He puts a nuclear warhead in the debris that he's disposing of.
You're absolutely right. All right, we have a winner. Don't go away.
I think we've used that one before.
Well,
but
we've used it again.
It was fun.
You probably knew it last time, too.
It was
fun. All right, don't go away.
It was fun.
So, yeah, well, you know, for the Romulans, but that's probably about it. All right, so on that note, we put Mark on hold because he is absolutely correct. And tomorrow night, we're a little late. I'm trying to put Mark on hold. It isn't working out here. All right, there we go. All right. So in fact, every night this week we're a little late, and we're joined by Bob throughout the week, and he keeps me much more honest than Adam does, and we'll try to be on time. So tomorrow night it is an 11 p.m. start. on Wednesday. It's 11:30. It's 11 p.m. on Thursday. So there will be shows. They will just be somewhat delayed. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. So it'll be a little delayed tomorrow, but please call again. Look forward to hearing from you. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.